This was Crimes and Treasons Radio on CITR 101.9. It's that time of the night where we sign off, hand over the boards to Issa.
Oh, yeah, just hand them right over.
With Off the Beaten Path.
Yeah, I listen, Off the Beaten Path, every Tuesday, right after Crimes and Treasons. Listen, this is a whole Tuesday Crimes and Treasons Off the Beaten Path production. So, you know, stay tuned, 10 to 11. Got more music. Been off the air for a few weeks, so I got a lot to talk about. You know, this will be a very personal, a very, you know, just a very expressive show. Tune in. Hey, Malik did a great job. Great job on the boards. Great job on the ones and twos. We do this every Tuesday. We miss the whole crew. But we'll be back next Tuesday, the Tuesday after that, and the Tuesday after that. But stay tuned. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we got some more music for you.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, and the Scatulia, Talit, Sin, Homasque, Mustail.
Spam, aka Special Presentation Art Mail, is an email based exhibition series organized by Number 3 Gallery, with upcoming exhibitions by Hannah DeKitt, Dan Cardinal McCartney, Tony Cormier, and Ania Esrani. Number 3 Gallery operates as a satirical response to the lack of feasible real estate in, quote, Vancouver's economic landscape, working to question the ways in which access determines success and visibility. Visit number3gallery.com for more information.
TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca. to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
Horse Girl, your favorite up-and-coming Chicago-based rock band, plays the Wise Hall on July 15th. You don't want to miss this.
Megamall's debut EP, Escape from Lizard City, goes live this Thursday, June 30th at the release show with fellow rockers Anodyne at the Lido. The show is free and music starts at 8 p.m. See you there.
I see the love that can overtime.
Some days before the war, remember when she pleasure, pleasure. Something in the way the gods they fall, and now the sirens sing great whales to shore.
My pleasure, pleasure. My pleasure, pleasure. Time would heal before the war. I contained how I feel before the war. I sensed that I was here before they came for me out in the garden. She was my best friend before the war. I never saw an end before the war. I always felt what we were destined for before. I always questioned.
Yo, 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 yo. What's going on, guys? You know you're tuned in off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR. The only radio station worth listening to, you know, probably for hundreds of thousands of millions of miles, probably in this galaxy, in this universe. Listen, you can tune in to CITR almost any time of the day and you're going to find something interesting, find something you like. You know, you were just listening to 2 hours of Crimes and Treasons. It was myself and Malik just, you know, spending our Tuesday for you. Listen, we come to the studio for you. I do this show for you. This is a community service. That's what this show is. CITR does a great job providing people with the opportunity to come and speak their mind. You know, play some hip hop, play some R&B, play some, you know, anything that you want. You can do here. And we are broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam, Coast Salish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Squamish Nations territories, live from the most western part of the Lower Mainland here in UBC. In the nest, in this beautiful studio. It's crazy. I feel like I've been here from the beginning. I talked a little bit on the last show on Crimes and Treasons, you know, just about how being a little personal, you know what I mean? We don't typically get personal on Crime and Treasons because it's about crimes. It's about treasons. But off the beaten path, what we like to do here is, you know, we talk here, we talk about my thoughts, we talk about what's going on in the world, what's going on here in the Lower Mainland, what's going on here in UBC, what's going on here, just wherever we're at. And we talk about everything, you know what I mean? And so on this show, you know, I'd like to get a little bit, like to get it personal, because I talk about things that I care about, and I try to talk about them, and you know, if things that are very serious, and then things that are also things that make you go like I learned that from a young age, you know, to be curious and to always follow that feeling, you know, of things that make you go and things that make you think. And so that's what I like to do, and that's what I like to bring to you here. I guess it is one of those things. I've talked about this before, that I deleted my Instagram a few months ago now, just because I felt like I wasn't going I was going you know, it was just a little bit different feeling, you know, for me, scrolling through and just kind of thinking about, it's like very reflective, you know, something I do on my birthday, which is very cliche, but also very important, you know, to just kind of reflect, to kind of just think. And, you know, and while I deleted my Instagram, I can tell you that my time on Facebook has increased significantly. Not because I'm not like a different person, you know, I'm not like a better person because I deleted my Instagram, nor did I think I would be a better person. Like, obviously these things are habits and these things are addictions, you know, and these things are happening to me. But you know what? I am a agent in my own change, right? And so, but on Facebook, you know, they show you your memories. And so today is actually, I visited Vancouver 10 years ago for the first time in 2012. And 10 years ago today. And so just trying to think about, you know, where I was at that time and where I am now. And it, I tried to write about it, but sometimes, you know, when you try to force yourself to write, you just can't. So, you know, I've just been thinking about it all day. And what does it mean? You know, what does it mean for me to be here? I'm incredibly blessed, but I'm also have the same amount of money that I had 10 years ago, like not a lot. So I think about that and I'm like, you know, and there's something that's so weird about, you know, in our society we live in. It's like, if you don't have a lot of money, you feel like a bad person. Well, at least I do. Like I feel like a worse person when I have less money, even though I'm the same person as when you have a lot of money, because you can go up and down. You know, it's just very interesting. What else has changed? You know what I mean? Like, I wanted to live here then because I was like, wow, Vancouver's the most beautiful place I've ever been. And now I live here. And, you know, you're talking a little bit about what this past weekend, like I spent the, I've been living with my roommate for 5 years. Like, it's crazy. We lived together for fucking longer than I've lived with almost my older brother, you know, like that, as like being an adult, you know, like that. Like, it's kind of nuts. It's like, he's like my brother, you know, he got married. You know, and it's nuts. Just kind of thinking about meeting somebody and then living with them. It's seeing where your lives go and where your lives don't go. Where are they at? You know, like that. And just kind of the people who've been in and out. It's just very interesting to be able to like look and to see those things. And it's crazy because while we, you know, it's easy, it's nice, and it's fun to talk shit about these Facebook and these things. But it's like these things that kind of keep you invested and keep you interested in other people's lives and keep you interested in like what's going on. And, you know, if you've been on Facebook for the last few days, there's something for everybody on there. You know what I mean? There's with Father's Day, or, you know, there's social issues, you know, or there's legal issues, there's executive issues, there's things that you can always think. And but yet at the same time, you feel a little helpless. You feel like, wow, shit is fucked up, and I feel like I can make a change. And you feel a little helpless at the same time, like, man, the ball is rolling, and you know, what is it fucking gonna do except for, you know, roll over my ass? You know, and but you get that kind of perspective. And then also for me, I see the memory of myself 10 years ago. And I remember how I felt when I was here, and just kind of the nerves and the feelings, and, you know, being appreciative of being invited out here, and then moving out here. And then personally, I've been at my company for 5 years, and after 5 years, you get to do a sabbatical. And I might have talked about this on the show, but for my sabbatical, I was going to sail to Hawaii, you know, just have this like very, you know, spiritual experience, you know, with the water and the wind. And you know, in my head, it was, they're so romanticized. One, sailing is just romanticized in general. Like, if you listen to this and you sail and you know me, or you are or you're like, damn, like I seen Issa sailing, or I seen somebody sailing, looks beautiful, it's romanticized. You know, you watch YouTube videos and it's like 30-minute videos of somebody sailing 12,000 nautical miles, and it's because nothing happened for like 11,990 of those kilometers. You know what I mean? Like, that 30 minutes is all that happened. And so, but I love it. You know, I love it. Anyways, so, but that's canceled. And so, but you get a sabbatical at my job. And so I get like a month off to just really reflect and to think and to be curious. And they push you to try something new. They don't give you any extra money to do it, but, you know, you still get paid, and you can try something, and you can just kind of explore yourself and explore your curiosity, because that's what my job is about. And so now that I don't have a plan, like, my possibilities are so fucking wide open. Like, talking to friends about going to Europe potentially, you know, talking to friends about going to Cuba, you know, sailing, just kind of whatever. So if you have any ideas, or maybe you'd like to, you want to invite me someplace, you know, like that, you're welcome to call. The number is 604-822-247. Give me a good idea. If you give me a shite idea, we're going to talk about it, you know, and you're going to have to defend yourself on there. But Yeah, and it's crazy because I've been doing this show since 2016 as well. So it's almost 5 years on this show, more than 5 years on this show as well, on Crimes and Treasons. Just the people I met, you know, the how it's allowed me to move through the city and get to know people. You know, there's just so much appreciative, so many things I will reflect on. And I'm going to take a month off so that I can continue to really think about that and, you know, just kind of come and bring something that's fresh and new for you. Because, you know, this is like a, you know, been talking about it for a few months and really been struggling trying to come up with new ideas and trying to come up with an interesting way to present me and myself and my art and what I like to think of my expression to you. And, you know, and I appreciate the listeners. So what we have today is we have a show because we haven't talked about a lot of things. And I'm not going to try to, I'm trying not going to like beat you over the head with just news that you have heard over and over. And you've heard like a million people talk about it in the same way over and over. Like, how many times can we say that the United States is fucked up? You know what I mean? Like, it's like it, like just watching from Canada. You know, I get to interview. I was in Mississippi the week before and in Ohio talking to people about, you know, just their lives. And you're like, when you talk to people like, you know, actual human beings in the United States, you're like, yeah, it's fucked up. But also people are still having a good time. People are living their lives and people are, you know, people are just being people. But there's like this underlying vibration that the shit is just all breaking apart. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, when you hold gravel in your hand and the shit is just shaking out. There's just something real eerie about it. But also, yeah, I'm going to talk about, you know, some of the things that have gone on this past few weeks. You know, and the weather, how the weather has been kind of beautiful this past weekend here. I don't know. You know what I mean? It's like because even here, when you feel the heat and you feel the beautiful weather, you're like, you know, you could take a deep breath and you're like, wow, this is beautiful. And I'm so grateful for being here. And then in the same thought, you think of, oh, shit, what does this mean for August? Because, you know, some shit is going to be on fire. Like, I have some friends going to the interior this week and they just tell you like, well, you know, it's not on fire yet. But we know that the shit is close. When we get back, we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on here in Vancouver, but also I got a lot of news. And while the shit isn't all good news, there's some great news. If you catch my drift, I got a song for you guys. It's beautiful. Check it out. I'll be right back. You know, sometimes the technical difficulties, but you know, I'm here, you're here. Ain't no glitch about that.
Jules, baby. You know, I love it when the fans come singing in. Can't believe the way you got me jiggling. Up the ceiling and your bum bum jiggling. Lap the rhythm and lap the rhythm and you know, I love it when the fans come singing in. Can't believe the way you got me jiggling. Lap the ceiling and your bum bum jiggling. Lap the rhythm and lap the rhythm and mare, mare. Come tease me, lead me on with your lazy eye.
reminder. You know I love it when the fans come singing in. Can't believe the way you got me feeling. Lock the ceiling in your bam bam jiggling. Lock the reminder, lock the reminder. Mare, mare, mare. M.I.A. I don't know what you've been waiting for, but I know why you're begging for more. I don't know what you've been waiting for, but I know why you're begging for more. Now dance, oh, 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 oh. Now dance, come on now, come on now, come on now, come on now, now dance. Begging,
you know
come
I
on
love it when the fans come singing in. Can't believe the way you got me feeling. Up the ceiling in your bam bam jiggling. Lap the rhythm and lap the rhythm and you know I love it when the fans come singing in. Can't believe the way you got me feeling. Lap the ceiling in your bam bam jiggling. Lap the rhythm and lap the rhythm and
Mare, mare, mare.
Back it off the beam path here on 101.9 CITR. Listen, call in at 604-822-2487. You know what? You just want to, you're bored. Maybe you want to shout out. Maybe you're driving your car. Maybe you, you know, you just put your dusty ass kids to sleep, you know, and you're just like, you're just drinking, you know, a glass of wine, not drinking and driving, but, you know, maybe you're, you know, enjoying yourself. Just relax to the sound of my voice and listen to this story, because if you listen to Crimes, I mean, listen to Off the Beam Path long enough, what you know is that there are some particular stories that feel just appropriate for us. You know what I mean? Like, they are built just for me and you. You know how, listen, like, I'm going to talk about a story that's actually pretty fucking sad to me. You know, it is sad because one thing we do on this show is we love animals. You know what I mean? Not all of them. But the ones we love them with all of our heart. I love these animals with all of my heart. You know what I mean? Like, I have long said that, you know, I spend a lot of time outside, you know, whether that's on the water or whether that's in the woods, you know, and sometimes you just have to understand that it's your time. You know what I mean? And I love to see nature fight back. So if nature ends up fighting me back, then that's something I got to deal with. You know what I mean? Because I have brought that potentially, or maybe not even potentially. I just brought that, like, we have brought that and you have brought that, and it just comes back. And sometimes that karma hits me, but not yet, but it could. And I will have to accept it. Like, if a bear comes, gets me, then I'm going to accept it. You know what I mean? I'm not going to accept it. I'm going to fight. I'm going to put up a fight. Me and that bear, you know what I'm saying? We're going to scrap it out. Get my mystical on. But, you know, I respect the laws of nature. One of the laws I don't respect, and one of the things I find so fucking sad, is that there's a story today in CBC around BC's endangered killer whales have been going hungry for years, studies find, which the orcas around 75 aren't getting enough food to thrive. Well, no fucking shit. Like, I don't understand. I mean, how many fucking studies do we need, you know, that to understand that we are like, we have machines that literally dredge the bottom of the fucking ocean, the bottom of our waterways, because they are taking literally every fish out. Could you imagine going to the grocery store. Like imagine how people, just a few days ago, people are complaining. I was on Facebook, so I know. I see the, like, Facebook is where you go to see the complaints. You know, like that, like, people putting up posters and pictures of empty grocery stores, empty produce. You know, we have a baby formula shortage going on right now. And, like, imagine going, except there is not one fucking piece of food in there because somebody has just cleaned. They didn't just go in a grocery store and take everything out, buy it, put it in a bag, and take it out and leave the shelves. They've ripped out the shelves. They ripped down the walls. They ripped down the air conditioning, the cooling. You know, they ripped down everything. They just destroyed the entire grocery store, every single grocery store. And they do this every few weeks. You would be hungry too. You know what I mean? And so that's what we do to these killer whales. That's what we do to all of the animals in the ocean, is we just demolish any type of anything. And then we're like, oh shit, you know, a study says that the killer whales are hungry. Well, no shit. I can't remember which David Attenborough documentary, because I feel like we have so much David Attenborough content, so much Planet Earth. Like, when I first started watching Planet Earth, it was the greatest thing I've ever seen. Like, I don't know if you felt this way, but I just got chills just thinking about it. You know, thinking about the first time I saw Planet Earth, it might have been on Blu-ray. And, you know, that was like back when Blu-ray had just come out, and my stepfather had bought a sound bar, and we sat down. It might have been as a family, and this was before I was even smoking weed, and I was just like, wow, you know, like that, like, it was just wow, just amazing. And you just get to see all these different landscapes and all these different animals. And now you have David Attenborough, and he's, you know, he's talking in the mic. He's like, well, none of the animals that you've seen in my past exist anymore. And you're like, wow, this is fucking sad. Like, it's the saddest thing I've ever seen. Like, I watched the one, this must have been a few months ago, where, oh, that David Attenborough acting was fucking horrible, by the way. Please, I edit this myself, so I'm editing that out. So just let you know, if you listen to this back, you're not going to hear that. But I watched one a few weeks ago, maybe a few months ago, where it was talking about there is a place in Scotland where they used to pull out 10 tons of fish a year. 10 tons. 10 fucking tons. And now they are lucky if they get one half of one ton a year. That's crazy. You know what I mean? Now imagine, people have been doing that literally all over. And that's not a practice that was something that, you know, that has existed for thousands of years or hundreds of years or, you know, 100 years. You know, something that we have been able to even, you know, that's it. We know it's not sustainable. Yet we don't do anything to stop it. Anyways, these killer whales have been going hungry. And I am just waiting for the moment that these killer whales just start eating people. You know, they just start, you know what? They're like, stop, they just stop fucking around. And they're like, you know what? We're tired of being nice. We're tired of turning the other cheek. They've listened to all the Martin Luther King speeches. You know, they have listened to all of the turning, you know, they've read all the Bibles that are in the bottom of the ocean. And they've like, you know, I'm tired of turning the other cheek. We're going to get these motherfuckers. And I can't, and like, I could be one of the people that they flip boats over and they could get me. You know, and whose fault will it be? Will it be mine? No. Maybe. A little bit. But no. You know, I don't eat that much fish. It's your fault. And it'd be your fault, you know, when it comes to my funeral. But also, I'll accept it. And also, I don't kayak too much. So I'm not really worried about, like, being that close. I feel like they'll go after the kayakers first. The canoers, the kayakers. You know, those people who swim those long distances. There's going to be a day when killer whales start eating people. And you heard it here first, off the beaten path, 2022, June 28th. But, you know, I got sent this story from a listener, because they know this is the type of shit that turns me on. You know, I don't know if you've heard, but there's an elephant. Elephants are smart. If you, in case you thought, you know what I mean? Listen, I saw, sorry, you know, we get on the tangents here. But I saw an orangutan yoke somebody up at a zoo. And listen, animals are not fucking around with you. They're not playing. They do not play. They are passing down memories. They're going to start writing books about us, and they're going to pass it down. And listen, and you are going to be in it. But anyways, this elephant reportedly returns to a woman's funeral after trampling her to death. So apparently, you know, I thought, you know, was it an elephant never forgets is not just a saying out of a book. That came from real shit. That is real. So apparently, allegedly, this elephant remembered this woman because this woman was known to, I guess, give information to poachers. And this poachers apparently killed this elephant's child, baby elephant. And this elephant was like, I'm going to get you, bitch. I'm going to get you, bitch, one day. One fucking day. And then the lady was getting water from the local river. And then the elephant saw her, saw the opportunity, and stomped her ass out. And then they had a funeral for that woman that night. And they had another elephant watching where the funeral was at. And then that same elephant who stomped her out to death came back and stomped her ass, her funeral, and stomped her dead body. And then signaled other elephants to come trample the village. And they came and ran through, and now there's nothing left. And you see, like, I'm on Team Elephant. How can you be on Team anything else but other than Team Elephant? What would you do if you knew the person who had your kid killed, you know? What would you do, you know? How can you be on Team? How can you be on Team Human? When Team Humans are out here doing so much reckless, wild, despicable shit every day. Every day we talk about it, you know. And it's wild because I was actually, so yesterday, sometimes I get on like a nostalgia kick where I watch an old movie from my childhood that nobody remembers. Because I feel like, I don't know what was it, but maybe either I've been a contrarian my whole life, which is a possibility, or I just never picked popular movies at Blockbuster. Or maybe I picked popular movies and then people here just don't know shit. Because I was trying to talk to some people yesterday about the movie Three Ninjas. And I was like, y'all don't remember the movie Three Ninjas? And they were like, Karate Kid? And I was like, no, Three Ninjas. Y'all don't remember that shit? And so I watched it last night. And one, they teach us, you know, this show is pro-bullying, but, you know, they teach us that bullying is bad. And they teach us violence is bad. But honestly, I don't know if there's a single cartoon, TV show, or movie that I watched as a kid that violence wasn't the answer to stopping bullying. And so maybe poachers will think twice about the next time they go and get a baby elephant. Because that's not a mistake I will ever make. Listen, if there are any elephants listening to this show, listen, you won't catch me out here selling your kids to some bum poacher, okay? Not me. So you can leave, at least leave me alone. For the rest of the people, I can't speak to them. When we get back, I am going to talk a little bit about what's going on here in BC. The premier is stepping down, which I thought was pretty interesting, because I didn't know they did that before the election. So, you know, we'll talk a little bit about that, but we got some other news as well. When we're back, stay tuned. We'll be right back. Back it off the beaten path here on 101.9 CITR.ca. You know, I thought about, I was like, what do I want to talk about? Sorry, I thought I actually hit the mute button, but I didn't, because, you know, sometimes things get fucked up. So we talked about this, you know, bullying. You know, this show is pro-bullying. Certain aspects, certain people need to be bullied. We talked about the premiere, he's stepping down. There's nothing really bullying about that. Honestly, I don't know what you know about, you know, the politics of the premiere. I don't really know very much. All I know is that he hasn't stopped them from cutting down trees. I actually read an article today about there is this thing called tree poaching. Now, I'm like, I watch Fern Gully. They're just out here poaching trees. Like, what? I guess once the tree's cut, they can still sell. They can sell the wood. It's like you can't tell that the tree was poached. Not like a elephant where you're like, damn, this is a fucking elephant. This is an elephant tusk. I can tell. It's just a tree. It's just wood. And it's just like, damn, dog. You need wood that bad that you out here cutting down trees that people ask. People just don't want to be cut down. It's like, hey, that's an 800-year-old tree. Can you just not cut it down? And then people sneaking in the middle of the night like they're fucking in a Scooby-Doo mystery story and they're cutting the trees down. You know what I mean? It's whack. So much whack shit happens just because people can't mind their fucking business. You know what I mean? Like that, like, I am allowed to cuss in the show, but I know I probably shouldn't say that because my grandmother listens, you know, and I do like her to continue to listen. She says it's hard for her to when I cuss, but sometimes if people just minded their own fucking business, then the world would be a lot better. It doesn't make any sense. So there are libraries in Canada are hit by a wave of hate threats as right-wing groups protest all-age drag events. Now, this is like one thing that I find weird because I have a lot of friends who identify as like non-heterosexual, you know, like that, who enjoy going to events. So drag events, I enjoy going to drag events. You know, I enjoy lots of shit that people really feel, people think that, like, you know, would be grooming a kid or would be, you know, inappropriate for. I'm like, but I don't really understand, right? Because I don't understand, like, what do these people in the right wing hate so much about drag events? Have they ever been to one? You know, I think, honestly, like, I think everybody is a little, you know, on the spectrum of straightness. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think anybody's 100% straight or 100% gay. Maybe there's 100% gay. I can't speak for people who are gay because I, you know, am more straight than I am gay, you know? But, like, I've been to a lot of drag events. Never been to a drag event that, like, made me want to be more gay. Yeah, I don't know if that makes any sense. You know, if you're listening, also if you're listening, like, does that make any sense? I don't know. But, like, those aren't, like, I don't know if I've been to one and I'm like, you know what I want? Some dick. You know, that doesn't make any sense. Like, I have been places where I've seen attractive men. I'm like, wow. You know, thought crossed my mind. Ooh, that guy's, you know, is a handsome man. Like, wonder what it'd be like. Not at a drag event. So what are they protesting for? You know what I mean? I don't understand. I don't know if they've ever been. You know, that it doesn't feel, it's just, it's a show. You know, it's like, and it's like, could you imagine having so much free time and so much free and so much gas that you can just drive around to libraries that you never go to? Because people don't go to the library normally. It's not like these people were at the library, they saw a drag event, and they were appalled by what was going on. Do you think people who went to the Freedom Convoy are also going to the library trying to find the next New York Times bestseller so that they can expand on their literary ideas? Maybe some of them. Now, I'm not going to say that all people who went to Freedom Convoy are idiots, but if you spend your Saturday, your free Saturday, driving around the city in the weakest, like, to me, like, at least, like, I think that there's a lot of people who show up to a lot of protests with no intentions of doing shit about the causes that they're protesting. Like, whether that's Black Lives Matter or whether that's anti-abortion or whether that's, you know, Freedom Rally or whether that's January 6th insurrection. Like, I don't think that, I think the majority of people go there with no intention of, you know, they want to feel something, right? And they have a side and they want to feel like a part of the side. But, like, I could just not understand how you don't feel so small driving around in your car protesting. You don't even have the courage to stand. There's no speakers. There's just feelings and driving around. Anyways, so these people going to this, I guess at libraries there are drag events. Listen, I don't go to the library. I actually looked up the library today because I wanted to go see if they help with resumes or whatever and see if they have like a person, because I don't want to spend money on it, but I'm sure that the city does, you know, already spend money. Anyways, they go to libraries and they have these events because they do lots of events at libraries, you know, but Pride Month, I guess, really got under these people's gears and they drive around and harass people who just want to feel comfortable. They just want places to feel like themselves. Isn't that a little fucked up? I fundamentally, you know what I mean? I find that like it's the people who yell about freedom all the time who are just absolutely not trying to allow other people to just be themselves. You know, it's like, I want the freedom to be, I don't even know what they want to be, a patriot, you know what I mean? They want the freedom to have my kids watch, like, I saw, because I told you, I mean, now that I'm talking about it, I think I might have to delete, I don't even have Facebook on my phone. I might just have to disconnect my Facebook because I'm saying like all these things that I probably would see on Instagram. I might just get back on Instagram or delete the Facebook. Because I saw a girl, who I won't say I grew up with her, but I went to school with her and, you know, we grew up together and, talking about how she doesn't want her kids groomed by the LGBTQ+ groups and then sends her 2 6-year-old daughters to kindergarten prom where there's little boys having signs asking, Braylon and Kaylin, those aren't their real names, but they are very, very much in that same shtick. You know what I mean? Braylon and Kaylin, can they go to prom? And it's like, you don't want your kids to be groomed, yet you are grooming your kids. I guess that would make sense. You know what I mean? You have the freedom to groom your kids however you want. But yet, like, a pride parade and you setting it, I don't know. You know what I mean? There's just like a disconnect. You know what I mean? And I just feel that maybe if they went to the library to read more rather than harass people, they might be able to make those types of connections. But also, they might not. It just seems weird, you know, that people just want to hate so much. There's so much hate. Like, I don't understand. Like, I hate a lot of stuff as well, so I understand, but I also don't get it. Like, I don't know if you've heard. So maybe you've been trying to get out of the country for the summertime because you're like, man, it's hot as fuck here and I got to go somewhere. So, you know, you've been thinking about where you want to go and maybe you looked at your passport and you're like, oh, shit, you know, my passport's about to expire. It's going to expire. But basically, so what's happening is there's a huge, huge backup at Service Canada for passports offices. And people are spitting on the passport workers because they're upset about how long that it's taking. Now, this is like, that's even dumber than getting in a fight at the airport. Like, I watch so much dumb fights on the internet that I'm like, bro, you spit on somebody at the airport, you're getting banned. You spit at somebody at the passport office, could you imagine acting that way at the passport office, like knowing that like they're just going to take your passport, you're going to be stuck. Like, there's, I've learned that like there are lots of times to get angry. Getting angry that works as for with someone who works for the government can be the most hustling backwards thing that you can ever do. These people don't have to do shit. They don't have any bosses. You know what I'm saying? They're not at risk of getting fired. you're just getting mad for no, like, there's nothing you can do. I think of people who work at the government as, like, as if they worked at a tornado. You know what I mean? Like, if they worked for a hurricane, they just work there. And you just kind of hope that they don't fuck you up, you know? You just kind of hope that they just, you know, do their tornado, do their hurricane thing, and that they leave your house intact. And, you know, you just kind of hope that, like, I hope this doesn't ruin my day. Because the only thing that can happen is they can either ruin your day. They can't make it. You know what I mean? They can't make your day. They can just ruin it. And if you're nice, maybe it goes by a little quicker. But, you know, it's just people are on edge. People don't trust anything. You know, people are just, you know, it's just kind of a wild world we're living in right now, you know, and it doesn't seem to be getting any better. It's like I think about what it would take to, you know, to really try to change and, you know, and affect it. And I actually used to be the change on these business cards that I made. Cause like I was so, as we talk about like the changes, like I was so optimistic about the things that I could change and things that I could do. And I've just been beaten down by the world. You know what I mean? Beaten down by reading these stories. It's like, man, how can you expect people to act rationally? These people can't even act rationally for a passport. Like, you're privileged enough to buy a passport and imagine yourself leaving to go somewhere on vacation, to go somewhere. And you can't even have the decency to treat a person who's working for, how much do you think that passport worker makes? Nothing, you know? Can't even have the decency to treat them with respect. You don't deserve your passport. You don't deserve to really do shit. When we get back, I'm going to talk about a funny story. Because there's some funny shit going on. And you deserve to hear about it. Because, like all of us, we just need a little bit of laughter. So I'm going to go through, I got a few things, but I got you. Just trust me.
Asiago Romana, sprinkle that over pasta. We got views of the water. I take aim at the roster. Got my faith from the preacher. Got my seeds from the rasta. Ain't no promises made. Can't think about it. Me yada. I'm riding out like Ducatis. Treat my pain like a hobby. I'm shaking these demons off me. I'm shaking up to the core. They really thought they could stop me. Really thought I was rocky. Really thought I was godly. But make small or tall, we 6 feet in a coffin. And every problem I face made me a bigger problem. I'ma move to Ghana, keep my name and share my riches. Get my 40 acres on my own, not additions. Fuck their reparations, fucking invitation. 23 and 1 ain't a minor deportation. Is it give or fall, we take it? Lord knows I've been patient. Still up in the basement, still up on the late shift. Still they underrated, now they have to pay me. Brass to keep my silence, took my family on vacation. They don't wanna see a new Obama run the nation. They don't wanna see me.
$1 million bill on top. Tell me where the searching stops. How much is enough when you get it? Will you realize that a life's worth can't be monetarily quantified? Clouds made of currency, rain antennas and grey skies. No pound signs when I look deep into my mother's
size. How much is enough? It's just enough to keep me getting by. I'll get my own ocean full of fishes, my own Tower of London full of riches, a swimming pool full of thirsty bitches. Fuck that, I'll burn the money if I get it. Set fire to the sports cars at the office. Replace the water in the filter for some chronic. Canary waterfall screaming, fuck the bosses. $1 million won't fit into your coffin. Oh. So how much is enough? Tell me how much is enough, be honest. How much is enough? Tell me how much is enough. Just be honest. How much is enough? How much is enough? Be honest.
Back it off the main path here on 101.9.citr. Oh, so if you've tuned into the show before, you know, we do this every Tuesday, 10 to 11. And before I tell this last story, I'm just going to say, you know, you've been doing this for a long time. Like I said, I'm going to take a month off because I'm going on sabbatical, right? So I'm going on sabbatical from kind of everything, you know, kind of just, you know, what is this? You know what I mean? What are we doing here? And I want to make sure I'm bringing you something good every single time. And I, there's just two things that I think was funny. One thing we talked about this, we haven't actually talked about it, but you know, it just kind of fucked up this week. There's so much stuff fucked up. Ghislaine Maxwell just got sentenced to 20 years in prison, but yet like, who are these fucking people who were at this damn island? Like, I don't actually give a fuck about Ghislaine Maxwell. I care about the other people, you know what I mean? Who are never going to find out because, you know, shenanigans. And then also, you know, the Supreme Court rolling back Roe v. Wade. Well, there was a man who had a flamethrower at, like, this is a real protester. You know what I'm saying? He's not one of those fucking people who shows up. No justice, no peace. No, this person was like, you know what? No justice, no peace, bitch, and brings a flamethrower. Like, he is getting charged with attempted murder. And I was like, bro, I've seen police officers do way worse than just throw some, you know, show some fire at a protest. He's getting charged with attempted murder. Free that man. Michael Ortiz, you know, I don't know where you at, but, you know, I'm going to write you a postcard because I fuck with the energy. And then a New York... this is a funny thing. On a cruise ship bound for New York City, was forced to dock ahead because a 60-person brawl broke out on the dance floor. Now, Carnival Magic was left New York City to New Jersey and was supposed to go to Turks and Caicos in the Bahamas. Had a 60-person fight. Like, I'd never get on a cruise. I would never ever get on a cruise because I just think that cruises are just floating malls, and I hate the mall. And who wants to be stuck in a mall for 8 days? But if you told me that there was a chance that there was a 60-person fight about to break out, I might get on that cruise. That sounds like a lot of fun. Sounds like a lot of fun to me. Could you imagine, like, the stories after, like just watching, like, all the old ladies just, like, I wonder who was fighting.